Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Inishowen Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's with blended emotions she's decided to not contest the upcoming local elections in June. Some social media apps owned by Meta are down. Donegal County Council is carrying out an online survey in respect of the local authority affordable housing scheme, and Donegal Deputy Padraic McLaughlin has called for the media minister to be questioned in the Dáil Chamber. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest coming up in sport at around 5:15. Inishowen Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's with blended emotions she has decided to not contest the upcoming local elections in June. She told Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show that while a job can be replaced, time spent with loved ones cannot. Councillor Donaghy was first elected in 1994, totalling to 30 years representing the local authority. Rena said she had an unusual start in politics.
And I never ever would have imagined myself going into politics either. It wasn't something that I had thought of. I had been working in social welfare for almost 13 years, and then I was asked to run for election in 1994. And I thought, oh my God, I know nothing about this. I know nothing about politics. I know nothing about roads or sewer or housing or all of those services that you need to know a lot about. But anyway, they came back and they asked me on two or three different occasions, would I run? And eventually I did. And it was a funny situation because I did run to put one of my own party members out. A party member, God rest, Dermot McLaughlin, lost his seat because I ran. And it took me a long time to get over that, to be honest, because I thought, oh my God, they have asked me to run. Dermot would have asked me as well to run. And then I got in and he was put out. So I that didn't lie well with me, to be honest.
Meanwhile, it's been confirmed that Councillor Albert Doherty will seek to keep his seat this June. The Cairn Donagh councillor was selected as the Sinn Féin candidate at a meeting of local party members. Meta's communication director says it's aware users are having trouble accessing social media sites. Andy Stone has reassured people that the company has teams working on the problem. Instagram pages will not load for users and Facebook will not allow people to log in. Around 600,000 reports globally have been logged with the website Down Detector this afternoon. Terence O'Rourke is the new chairperson of the RTE board. His appointment follows the recent departure of Sean Ní Raláthaí. Media Minister Catherine Martin says she intends to meet him in the coming days. Terry Maloney and Nasa Hardiman have also been confirmed as board members. Minister Martin says all three bring with them a range of experiences and attributes. Meanwhile, in the Dáil this afternoon, opposition leaders sought to have Minister Catherine Martin compelled to answer questions in the Dáil chamber on the issue, particularly in light of a statement issued by the former chair yesterday. The calls were led by Sinn Féin Whip Deputy Padraic McLaughlin.
I made a request that Minister Catherine Martin would come before the Dáil and take questions from the opposition on this whole mess with RTE and the effective sacking of Sean Ní Raláthaí. The government did not agree to this last week. We now have a lengthy statement from Sean Ní Raláthaí in the public domain, which throws a very different light on the presentation by Minister Catherine Martin. So I'm asking again, Taoiseach, will you ensure that Minister Catherine Martin comes before the Dáil this week?
Minister Martin answered questions for 3.5 hours before the committee last week and made statements here in the chamber. In relation to the statement of the former chairperson, she's written to the committee about this, provided some phone call and meeting notes, which they've requested, and also has confirmed that she met the chairperson 11 times in the past 9 months. She is willing to engage and appear before the committee again, but she'd like that to be in the context of the final reports being published and being made available to the committee, and that can be done in a matter of the next few weeks.
Donegal County Council is carrying out an online survey in respect of the local authority affordable housing scheme. The scheme is intended to help people on moderate incomes to buy new homes at an initially reduced price, with the council taking an equity stake in the property. Michaela Clark has more.
The affordable housing scheme is designed to make the purchasing of homes easier in areas with the greatest housing need and where affordability is a problem. Donegal was not one of the 19 counties included in the initial scheme nationally, with surveys now being carried out to gather data on the demand for the scheme and determine the potential numbers that would be eligible under its terms. Depending on the outcome of the survey locally, Donegal County Council may seek approval from the Department of Housing for inclusion in the scheme. If the county obtains approval for inclusion, then a separate formal application process will be established and advertised. The council is encouraging anybody who is interested in the scheme to complete the survey, which will help it establish the level of demand by the closing date of Friday, April the 12th. More details are available on our website, highlandradio.com.
212,000 students are set to get free school books. The government is spending €68 million on extending the scheme from primary schools to junior cert students. However, local bookshops say they will suffer as a result as footfall will drop. But Education Minister Norma Foley says existing agreements can continue.
We have engaged with all of the, stakeholders in this area, and that includes, the management bodies, it includes the teaching unions, it does include the booksellers, the publishers and all of that. We are very clear, as we were at primary, to say that the existing relationship that a school may well have with booksellers or whatever, the local bookstore or whatever, that relationship can continue should they so wish.
Investigations are underway after a house in Letterkenny was broken into last week. Between 10:30 a.m. and 7:20 p.m. on Thursday last, the front door of the property at Dromore was forced open. The house was disturbed, but nothing was stolen. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area at the time to contact them in Letterkenny. European Commissioner Mairead McGuinness says the EU is listening and reacting to the concerns from farmers. In recent months, thousands of farmers across the continent have taken part in demonstrations. Environmental rules, cheap imports from Ukraine and cost of living pressures are some of the reasons farmers are unhappy, according to unions. The Irish Farmers Association has warned about a mounting frustration in agriculture here too. European Commissioner Mairead McGuinness says the EU is asking member states to lighten the burden on farmers.
We need to listen very carefully to the many reasons why farmers across 27 countries have concerns. We are asking our member states to work with us to lighten the burden that farmers feel from regulation, not to reduce or dilute the rules, but to make sure that they are implemented in a proportionate way.
Plans have been announced for new restrictions on XL bully dogs in Northern Ireland. It follows the same move in other parts of the UK. James Gould has been speaking to Stormont's Agriculture Minister, Andrew Murr.
Under the plans, there'll be a ban on breeding, selling, abandoning or giving away XL bully dogs. Owners will have to register their dog and also keep them on a lead and muzzled while in public. I asked the Minister if he understands that some people may be angry with today's announcement.
I'm in a situation where I have to safeguard the public for a risk, and we have seen, very sadly, the attacks where people have been killed or seriously injured around us.
Animal welfare charity, the USPCA, says the news is disappointing and it can't support it.
Meanwhile, former Deputy Garda Commissioner John Toomey has been appointed as the chairperson for a new stakeholder group on dog control in Ireland. It will make recommendations on strengthening the policy and legislation around dog control. The Community Development Minister says the group is needed as there's been horrendous attacks by dogs on people, including children, in recent months. Heather Humphreys has thanked Minister Toomey for taking up the position as chairperson and adds the group's first meeting will be in Dublin later this month. The Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association says the pelagic sector has recorded a historically low level of fish landings so far in 2024, with mackerel landings effectively concluded. The group's CEP, Brendan Byrne, says this is set to be the worst year ever in the history of pelagic processing, with Killybegs set to be particularly badly affected. Mr. Byrne says this has a knock-on consequence for all coastal communities that depend on these factories for seasonal employment, and more leadership is needed from government to address the decline.
Last year we saw a decline in 45% of the volume of pelagic fish. This year, in the first season, it's a further decline again, and we're now at a record low level, and this has now precipitated that the working season is going to be cut by 6 to 7 weeks, and this is going to have massive consequences for the workforces and for those that have ancillary services that depend on the factories working, from the net maker to the pallet maker to the transport provider.
How much of this is down to weather and natural causes, and how much of this is down to quotas and EU regulation?
Well, absolutely none of it is down to weather or such natural phenomena. This is all down to a lack of quota, certainly, but also a lack of drive and ambition on the part of our government in terms of our fishing industry. Our fishing industry is particularly suffering for the last number of years, and we're looking towards the government for real leadership in driving the industry forward. When you contrast the Irish fishing industry to that of Norway, Iceland or the Faroes, which have strong pelagic industries, their industries are booming at a time when ours is in constant decline. But yet, if you look at Norway, they catch over 200,000 tonnes of their fish in Irish waters.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a crash in Donegal town last week. Three people were hospitalised after a crash on the N15 at Dungown shortly before 20 past 10 on Thursday morning. Gardaí say the injuries sustained are not believed to be life-threatening. Both cars were travelling from the Lahey area towards Donegal town at the time of the collision. Anyone who has dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí. Councillor Christopher Jackson has been reappointed to the LPHC board. Northern Ireland's Infrastructure Minister John O'Dowd made the announcement, outlining the councillor's statutory duty to improve, maintain, regulate and manage the Foyle port to facilitate the development of the harbour. It'll be Councillor Jackson's second four-year term, meaning he'll hold the position until the 29th of February 2028. The time is approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. The time's quickly approaching 5:15. Kenny Harkin's here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Andy Farrell has a full deck to choose from for Saturday's Six Nations game away to England. Ian Henderson and Ollie Yeager trained today, despite the former having a toe injury and the latter having a knee problem. Gary Ringrose and Hugo Keenan are also in contention for the trip to Twickenham. Scrum coach John Fogarty says tomorrow's session will be more instructive towards Farrell's eventual selection.
Well, it's full speed, if that makes sense. There's no huge contact in it. It's kind of a coaching day. Monday is I guess forming a plan. Tuesday we'll put it on the field and we'll see the timings of our launch plays and how our defence works. And tomorrow we'll test that full contact. We want to get as live as possible tomorrow, so we're ready for what's going to be a huge test in Twickenham.
Elsewhere, Connacht centre Cathal Ford has signed a new two-year contract with the province. The 22-year-old has already made 23 appearances for Connacht. In schools soccer action today, Pobble Skull Gwydor have successfully defended their FAI Schools Junior Under-17 Boys B National Cup title. The Donegal school defeated Gael Colostia Rackran Dunamead by 5-1 on the cider in Dundalk this afternoon. Brian McFadden and Jordy Gribben scored 2 each, while Finn Boner chipped in with the 5th and final goal of the game. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland women's team have been given an incredibly tough draw in the Euro qualifiers. Eileen Gleeson's side must face reigning champions England, France and Sweden in their Nations League group. The competition doubles as qualifiers for the summer 2025 finals in Switzerland. Only the top two qualify automatically, but Ireland are guaranteed a playoff spot by winning their League B group this year. The first round of fixtures will be played next month. And Bohemians say the friendly meeting of their women's team with that of Palestine will send an enormous message of solidarity. The sides will meet at Dalymount on May the 15th. That's the 76th anniversary of Nakba, the mass displacement of Palestinians during the Arab-Israeli war. On the pitch tonight in the Champions League, Bayern Munich must come from behind at home to Lazio to rescue their ailing season. Thomas Tuchel's side trail the Roman outfit by a 0-0 ahead of their second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. Elsewhere, Paris Saint-Germain, they take a 2-0 lead to the Basque country for their second leg with Real Sociedad. In the Championship tonight, there's seven ties down for decision. The leaders, Leicester, they're away to Sunderland. Second place, Ipswich, they're at home to Bristol City. Third place, Leeds, they play Stoke City. Elsewhere, it's Blackburn Rovers against Millwall. Coventry City against Rotherham. Hull City play Birmingham City. And Sheffield Wednesday, they play Plymouth Argyle. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Glenavon, they play Glentoran. And in the Irish Championship, there's a local derby. Derrickview, they play Ballinamallard. Moving on to hockey, and Sean Dancer says his biggest achievement as Irish women's head coach was qualifying for the Tokyo Olympics. He stepped down after 5 years at the helm. Ireland failed to qualify for this year's Olympics, but Dancer believes they put in the best performance in 2 years at the qualifying tournament. In boxing, Aidan Walsh marked his return to the ring by progressing to the last 32 of his Olympic qualifier. The Belfast boxer stopped at UAE's Hossein Al-Kandari in the first round of their contest in Italy. And finally, for this evening in tennis, Simona Halep has been cleared to resume playing immediately. The two-time Grand Slam champion had received a four-year ban after testing positive for a banned substance at the 2022 US Open. Halep took her case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, which cut her suspension down to 9 months. The period of suspension ended on July the 6th of last year, according to CAS, clearing Halep to resume her career. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. An investigation has been launched into reports of an altercation in Buncrana in the early hours of Sunday morning. Gardaí arrived to discover the group had left the scene at West End. However, they were contacted a short time later by a man who claimed to have been assaulted during the incident. It also emerged damage had been caused to the window of a business premises during the altercation. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who was in the West End area between 2:45am and 3:15am on Sunday and who has dashcam footage to come forward. The government has approved the rollout of a new MMR vaccination catch-up programme. The plan comes in response to Irish vaccination rates falling to one of the lowest in Europe, with a man dying from measles last month. Children, young adults and healthcare workers will be among those prioritised to get the shot. Professor of Immunology at DCU, Christine Lockhart, says vaccinations provide almost total protection.
The MMR vaccine is one of the most successful vaccines in that with one dose, you've got 95% coverage, and with two doses, you have 99% coverage from getting measles. Not reduced severity like there was around COVID vaccines, but actually 99% protection from getting measles in the first place.
Gardaí are appealing for information in connection with an early morning criminal damage incident in Letterkenny. Shortly after midnight, a man was captured throwing a brick through the front driver's window of a car parked on Dr. McGinley Road. Anyone with information is urged to come forward. The mandatory age for retirement for Gardaí, prison officers and members of the Defence Forces is being increased. It's rising from 60 to 62 for those working as Gardaí or prison officers, and Defence Forces personnel can now keep working until they are 60. Justice Minister Helen McEntee says this has been a long time coming and it's one measure to build stronger and safer communities.
It will help us to retain the skills, the knowledge, the expertise that we know exists. There is a demand for this. So in the last 3 years alone, at the request of the Garda Commissioner, I have extended the working age for 150 members of An Garda Síochána. So really what we are doing here is putting into practice what is happening on the ground, reflects the fact that people want to stay on in their chosen career for longer.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for two high-ranking Russian military officers linked to the war in Ukraine. They're accused of directing attacks on civilian infrastructure. It's only the second time the ICC has publicly announced arrest warrants linked to Ukraine. A year ago, it accused Vladimir Putin and his children's commissioner of war crimes. The Irish Foster Care Association says fostering is a circuit breaker for a child who's facing adversity. It has launched its campaign, Growing Hope, to bring attention to the positive impact carers and communities have on children and young people in care. More than 5,500 children are currently in care across Ireland, with 90% in foster home placements. Roisin Clark, CEO of the IFCA, says foster carers need more recognition for their generosity.
They open their homes, they look after children in care, they give them the opportunity to grow and develop in a family environment. And quite honestly, I think we can hardly quantify the positive impact that has, not only just on the life of a child, but in our broader communities and societies as a whole.
A number of writs will be gridded in Donegal this evening. Donegal County Council ask road users to assume that no road is ice-free. The treatment of routes will commence at 7 p.m. and a list of those routes to be treated is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Having a look to the weather, largely dry with clear skies at first tonight, but cloud will thicken from the west later on. Some mist and fog patches will be forming. Rather cold for a time early in the night with lows of 3 to 5 degrees with moderate southeast breezes. To conclude this evening's news, in a show, Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's with blended emotions she's decided to not contest the upcoming local elections in June. Some social media apps owned by Meta are down. Donegal County Council is carrying out an online survey in respect of the local authority affordable housing scheme, and Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin has called for the media minister to be questioned in the Dáil Chamber. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 5th of March. The death has taken place of Maria Miller, née Sinclair, 36 Evish Road, Strabane. Service of thanksgiving for Maria's life will be held in Christchurch, Strabane, on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to chest, heart and stroke made payable to Robert Armstrong and Son Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Noel Mulloch, Cronulochy, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the parish YouTube channel. The house is private, pleas to family, close friends and neighbours. The death occurred in England on February 6th of Terence Kelly, Terry, formerly of Newton Cunningham, Donegal. Reception into Corpus Christi Church, Littleton Road, Stretchford, on Thursday evening at 7. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11, followed by burial at Oscott College Cemetery, Hawthorne Brook Way, New Oscott. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Stroke Association, care of C. Bastuck Funeral Directors Limited, Birmingham. The death has occurred of Samuel John, S.J. Kelso, Killyclug, Letterkenny. Funeral service in the family home tomorrow afternoon at 2, with burial afterwards to Gortley Cemetery. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Con MacDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Bridie Hassan, Lower Brahe, Malin Head, formerly of Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St Mary's Church, Lag, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.